Over the course of your life, you will find that things are not always fair. You will find that things happen to you that you do not deserve and that are not always warranted. But you have to put your head down and fight, fight, fight.
My interactions and my role, all my interactions with the current president have been completely professional.
Right, but I mean the cognitive decline.
And as I said, those briefings have all been uneventful and unremarkable.
Oh, I can imagine them being uneventful. But in the work where the vice president's also to hide the real Joe Biden from all of us for years, it never occurred to you that this guy wasn't up to it in all these briefings you did?
As I said, my briefings with the president have all been completely fine.
Were they between 10 a.m. and 4 p.m.?
He's asked questions. There hasn't been anything of note in the area that you're talking about.
Yeah, did you ever have to brief him before 10 a.m. or after 4 p.m.? We hear those are his good hours.
Certainly times that I have briefed have included outside those hours.
Right. Okay. I think the American people want to know how we got to this point with someone who's so diminished his own party has basically put him out to pasture. And since you had close proximity and the vice president had close proximity, I'm just kind of wondering if you were being straight with all of us about how things were going with him. I guess we'll have to figure that out.
You can count on me to be straight with you, sir.
We'll see.
Gentlemen. All right. I don't know if this is going to work, you guys. I've got a hotspot going because the internet went down and it's just like, what is going on? I think I'm getting picked on because I see other people who have the internet, and why is it that I'm getting picked on all the time? So, the show will go on. I'm just going to keep trying, and we're going to see if this is going to work, and we'll just keep going. So I want you to see Matt Gaetz. You can always count on Matt Gaetz to bring the heat. So thank you. Yes, I do think I'm getting picked on. Here's Massey, and he's talking about, he's asking some very good questions about the shooter, because he has he has a military background, so he's key on what happened on that day. So check this out.
And the next 5 minutes belong to you, Congressman. Thank you, Chairman. Director Ray, how many counter snipers were present at the rally that day, and which of the counter snipers took the shot that took out the would-be assassin?
I don't have the number of counter snipers. I know it was the Secret Service counter sniper who took the shot that eliminated the shooter. And we've conducted a number of interviews, including of him.
So was it one of the two that we see in the videos on top of the roof, or was it a different location that was shot?
I'm afraid I don't have that at my fingertips here.
Okay.
Or an undercover agents, and so he can't give a number. He leaves this completely in the dark. You don't know how many operators there are. So he refuses to answer that. I don't know how many, okay? And if he doesn't know how many, then who would know? Okay, so this is the whole point of him coming. For all these questions that they always say they don't know, it's, in my opinion, it's cover-up time. It's cover-up time. So that's, I don't buy it when they say they don't know some of this information. So anyway, he's wanting to know the counter sniper. He's not perjuring himself. Okay. But he's leaving it just specifically about that it was a Secret Service agent that shot the, crooks, would-be shooter. All right. So we just always have to listen to this all very, very skeptically. Yeah. We look at this thing and go, what is he not saying? What about the forensics that prove that there was a second gun? We know there was some type of other weapon that was used, a second weapon. And he's not talking about any of that.
Do you know which ladder he used to get to the roof? And do you have possession of that 5-foot ladder and the other ladder? And do you know how the taller ladder got to the scene?
Why were there ladders out there? Why, he bought a ladder. He had the receipt with him, like he was expecting them to reimburse him for buying this ladder. He's a 20-year-old kid. He spends $40 for a ladder. He's expecting to be reimbursed. He brings they say that the receipt was with him, and the receipt had blood on it. Does it, what does that tell you? I mean, it's just like, why would he have the, but he didn't bring the ladder with him. Maybe he couldn't, he can't carry it on his bike. I mean, he's not that bright. None of these people are that terribly bright. And then you've got, we've all seen this big ladder, you know, 6 foot ladder, whatever, that was at the scene. So, but then he, Director Ray is saying that he didn't use any of those ladders to access the roof.
In conversations with some of the members about the access to the roof and the ladder and so forth, and our evidence response teams and their forensic collection, we've now believed that the subject climbed onto the roof using some mechanical equipment on the ground and vertical piping on the side of the AGR building. In other words, we do not believe he used a ladder to get up there.
Have you developed any evidence that would suggest there were any accomplices? Not at this time, Director Ray says, but this is an ongoing investigation. In other words, I know there was a, in other words, there was a second shooter, but I'm not going to tell you. I really think that's really what he's basically saying. You know, he knows that there was, but he's not going to say he can, that can give him so much cover. Oh, we don't know, because they want to see how much we're going to find out on our own. And that's, we've never been able to do that until now. Now is the day when we have the audio forensics, we have videos, we have all these different videos coming out, and they don't want to come out with anything until they realize that we have, find out what we know and what we're sharing online. So it's, you know, I've put several of these videos out on the social media. If you're new to my channel, and I'm sorry if this is your first time to ever get with the Melly Show, then I'm very sorry that it's working out like this today. But anyway, here's my website, freedomforce.live, freedomforce.live. And so you can check out all the links here. This is the links, the social media links right here. And so I've been posting a lot of these videos of what Director Ray has been saying, the director of the FBI, as well as Cheadle, as well as the Butler police officer, and I'll see how their stories maybe line up or don't line up, as well as what we have from independent researchers who've done audio forensics. So we're going to put all this together, and we're going to share this out there, and we're going to get to the bottom of it, and then we're going to catch him in misleading. And that's what he's really trying to do. He's trying to prevent himself from being caught in perjury. That's really what it's boiling down to. All right, so I wanted you to see what they were asking. You know, they're saying that there aren't any co-conspirators, but there is an ongoing investigation in this. All right, so now what I was saying, I want to know, because from the audio forensics, we've already talked about that this bullet, and they don't talk about any of this. Now, if you have any clips where they've been talking about any of this with Director Ray, I haven't seen every minute of it, but if you have any information about it, please post it in the comment section, in the chat section, somewhere in on this video, because I haven't seen them talk about anything about the trajectory of the bullet. We know that the bullet that struck President Trump's ear, this is from a regular individual. Found this out, figured this out, that there was the shot that hit President Trump's ear. Also, that shot, that bullet hit that person in the top of the stands of the bleachers. And so we know that that's what happened. And that bullet was going on a trajectory upward. So my question is, as I said on this post, what I want to know is about the trajectory of the bullets. None of the people, you know, they're all getting all excited, and they're all, you know, I'm being a tough guy, and I'm getting to the bottom of this, and I'm yelling at, you know, Director Ray and all this. But no one's asking these types of probing questions. How could the bullet that struck President Trump be traveling downward from the roof and then go upward to the top of the bleachers? It sounds like the magic bullet from JFK, right? There's no way. There's no way. And the reason they're talking a lot about the bullets is because that tells the tale. When you have a certain number of bullets, a certain number of spent cartridges, and that proves, you know, what it was. And to have the bullet go this way and that way and the other way, just like with what they said on JFK, does not add up. And it forces you down the road to understand that there were multiple shooters. And nobody's talking about that. And this is, you know, they're not even at all talking about that. So this is where I think that we have to go. Something's fishy. We know there were multiple shooters. And they're probably going to try to ban anybody who's, that may be why I'm getting such a hard time with my internet today, because I'm talking about multiple shooters. My last two videos that I just posted, I was talking about, you know, that there's an inside job and it's multiple shooters. I'm showing evidence of this, and that's probably getting me in some hot water. Anyway, or was there a second shooter from the bottom floor? And that was what was on my most recent video where I talked about the second shooter, proof of a second shooter. With that, that makes perfectly good sense. If you've got a shooter from the bottom and the bullet is going in an upward trajectory and it strikes President Trump's ear and then it goes to the top of the bleachers, that makes sense. That makes sense. And then all this stuff about spent casings and all that, well, you don't even have to talk about, you know, spent casings that are on the ground and maybe they were recovered. I'm sure that's the first thing that they do. A sniper goes out and has maybe a second person who goes out and retrieves those spent casings. So, you know, but they've got 8 cartridges that they retrieved from the roof. Well, that does not necessarily mean that they had, that he shot 8 rounds. They just said they retrieved 8 casings. Do you see what I'm saying? We have to look at this so skeptically, so skeptically. All right. So then, and who is the shooter? If there was somebody in this bottom floor, of course, they're never going to ask these questions. I'm just saying this is what I want to ask. Who's this shooter and who did he work for? Everything else, in my opinion, is such a diversion and a waste of time. Oh, let's talk about the ladder. Oh, let's talk about the spent casings. Let's talk, you know, it's you can tell it's the whole point about the spent casings is really should be about if there's an accomplice. And of course, we know what his answer is on the accomplice is, oh, it's an ongoing investigation, where whatever, blah, 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 right? So I want you to see that. And then, okay, let me see if I have this video. Yes, I do. This man says that he was up on the roof and at this building, and this man said, this butler, I think it was, he said a butler police officer came to him and said, there's more to this story. We need to talk. The men on the ground, no. What was happening, but it's risking their jobs if they tell. Check it out.
That we still don't have the technology for people on the ground to talk with each other is of concern. It's even a greater concern to me when I was taking a tour of that farm in Butler, Pennsylvania yesterday. I had local law enforcement officers, local electeds coming to me, whispering to me.
Okay, so it was local elected officials, not police officers.
There's more here to the story. We need to talk about what actually happened. To have people that were on the ground there, concerned, afraid of stepping forward is unacceptable. To tell us of other failures that maybe this committee does not know about yet, that were part of what happened in Butler, Pennsylvania.
This is one man who's trying to get the truth out. He's trying to tell the truth about something's going on with this. And again, this is where we need to press this information out there, press it out instead of the bull, instead of the lies. We need to press out, this is what's the truth. There were, based upon the audio forensics, there were multiple shooters. There, you can tell by the sound of those kinds of videos, those kinds of posts, those kinds of clips, those kinds of documents. We need to keep pushing that out there because that's what the truth is. That's where the truth is. And this other stuff is just a misleading and a lie. All right, so I want you to see this also. This was Kash Patel. This is Kash Patel on Trace last night, and he's talking about what happened with Biden. He said on the 25th Amendment, they threatened Biden with the 25th Amendment, just like President Trump said they would do. He says that I'm not in danger of the 25th Amendment, but Biden is. He said this in 2021. President Trump said this in 2021 that Biden was in danger to the based upon the 20. Fifth Amendment, which is to remove him due to his incapacity, his inability to do the job. All right, so this is what Cash said last night on Trace.
On rules as to how delegates are awarded at the national commitment to the U.S. Constitution. You talk about assaulting democracy, right, Cash?
I mean, this is straight skullduggery. They utilize the 25th Amendment as an anvil of blackmail against the sitting president of the United States, and they completely distorted the purpose of the 25th Amendment. I'm the first guy that's going to tell you Joe Biden is not a great commander-in-chief. He's terrible, and he doesn't have the capacity to do it. And they went and used the 25th Amendment to swipe out Joe Biden and said, if we don't get our way, we, the Democratic Party, are going to come in here and instill our own new leadership system, and we're going to drag you out of Washington, D.C. This is the Democratic Party saying this after all the things they did to Donald Trump, yeah. After all the corrupt government people in D.C., like Andy McCabe and Rod Rosenstein, agreed to wear a wire against Donald Trump to invoke the 25th Amendment. Who does it? The Democrats. It's the height of hypocrisy. It's a corruption cover playbook that can only originate in Washington, D.C. and the halls of the Democratic Party.
And I got to go, Cash, but FoxNews.com talking about the DOJ suddenly finding the special counsel.
Okay, I'm going to go. I'll go to that in just a second. But Cash said this on Fox News last night. Amazing that Cash would say this on Fox News. He's saying that they threatened Biden with the 25th Amendment. You know, they tried to get President Trump out with a coup, right? to try to get President Trump out. And one of the ways they tried was the 25th Amendment. They tried to get him out and saying he was not fit for the job and that type of thing. They tried to get evidence of him with wires, and they never could. But now they have with Biden. He says it's the height of hypocrisy. This is the height of Banana Republic. This is the kind of thing where they go in, these powerful people go in and they take over, and they do their evil, just to take over the government. Now, I, if you haven't seen this, this is the memorandum on the delegation of certain functions and authorities under the Rebuilding Economic Prosperity and Opportunity for Ukrainians Act. That's a big bunch of malarkey, whatever wording that was posted on the 22nd, which what that really is, if you read down into the description and the details, is that where Biden relinquished his presidential powers to the Secretary of State and the Secretary of the Treasury. What does that tell you? He did not give his powers over to Kamala. What does that tell you? He knows that she has no business having those powers. He's in his incapacitated condition. He already at least knows that. But he's also giving these powers over to these people. They threatened him. No doubt they threatened him, and he gave over these powers. Yes, he's still, quote, the president. Yes, he has not stepped down from being president. Yes, he only stepped down from being the presidential candidate for the next term. But this proves to you that, you know, they did something to get him to relinquish these powers. And they're already saying they're going there. The next clip I was going to play is where her said, oh, we found the tapes. You know, those tapes that we said we couldn't find, the ones that showed that Biden was incapacitated and we didn't want anyone to see hear these tapes that don't match the transcript, by the way. But, you know, they've clearly fudged the transcript. But you can tell that he's lost it, right? So here they are. They're saying, okay, yeah, this is, we found them. So we can reveal them. And they put Biden under this duress. This is the whole point of a banana republic. That person knows they're only a puppet, and they're there in that position of power for one purpose only, as long as they are a useful tool. And if they are the moment they stop being a useful tool, they're out. And that's what President Trump was saying on 2021, that President Trump was there. He was doing his job. They were not able to get him out by skullduggery. But with Biden, he would be. President Trump knew that back in 2021, that they would do anything, because he knew at the minimum, I think he knows a lot more than this, but at the very minimum, he knew that he was going to threaten their power structure, and that they were going to get nervous like they are right now. Here it is, you know, just a few months before the election. Here we are, July 24th, 2024, and that they were going to want to get rid of him. So that is amazing, amazing that that they've done this, just like what President Trump said they would do. He's relinquished this power. No, like I said, not only not to Kamala, he's relinquished these presidential powers to the Secretary of State and the Secretary of the Treasury. And which brings up another very interesting point, which is that Netanyahu appeared. I had not heard a peep that he was coming to town. Had you? I hadn't heard one little peep about it. All of a sudden, he appears with all this going on. And what we know from our research is that this is who runs our country. This is the head of the cabal. Not just him, but this whole group is the one. They are the ones that head up this criminal network that runs our country. They control every person just about in Congress. And so they're all in this team, in this group, in this cabal. And so they, Netanyahu and the Secretary of Defense and the Secretary of Treasury, all these are the ones who are really running it, and including, Obama and all that. So these are the ones at the top. They're not the, in my opinion, they're not really what I would call the beast of Revelation. I'm going to talk about that here in just a second. But they're not the beast, but they are the ones that, it's really the harlot that works for the beast, that will do whatever they're told so that they can get all this wealth and power. And so that's really the mark of the beast, is to do whatever the beast says, to be their harlot, their prostitute, as it says in the book of Revelation. If you're not familiar, that's what I really do, is I look at how this is biblical. I've been teaching God's word for many, 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 many years. And these are my books, End Times and 1,000 Years of Peace is the decode of Revelation. And it talks about there being a harlot. We're like, what is this harlot? It's these people who are willing to do anything, say anything, just follow orders, whatever they're told to do. Whether it's Cheadle, whether it's a Kamala, all these people have joined in this team, in this club, and they will do whatever they're told to do. They know that if they don't, then they'll get Biden or they'll get worse, just like what they try to do with President Trump. Also, major clues for minor prophets. You might have never read Habakkuk or Zephaniah or Haggai or Zechariah or any of these books, Joel and Amos. You might never have read these books, but these books were in there for a reason. The Lord had put them there so that he would give us clues about what was going to happen in the future, which was that we would awaken, we would all start to piece it together, we would stop believing the lies, and he would give us the strength to understand and fight, work together, and that we would cast them out, and then we'd enter into beautiful days. That all the major prophets told us. So I decode them there. You'll love it. I just love this book so much, as well as the book, This is Biblical. There's 17 Bible stories about how we are watching the Bible played out before our eyes, the destruction of this criminal network. All the Bible stories, that was what they were all about. Whether it's Samson tearing down the two columns, whether it's about Gideon fighting in the battle against the Midianites, whether it's about Ezekiel and the dry bones, whether it's about Elijah and the destroying the prophets of Baal. All these stories were what we are experiencing. We're destroying the evil on this earth, and we're going to have 1,000 years of peace on earth. But anyway, I was going to let you listen to something that President Trump let me show you what he posted last night. Last night he posted this letter. This is from, let me see what's the date on this. July 14th, 2024. This was a letter from Mahmoud. Remember, he's talked about Mahmoud Abbas. Okay? Is this working at all? It's working now? This is the craziest thing. I'm so sorry, you guys. Hopefully the recording will work, and I'm gonna post the recording, and hopefully you guys can see that one. What a nightmare. Apologize. I really do apologize for doing this to you guys. I had no idea. I was hoping that the hotspot would work, but at least it's working some. Anyway, so the point is, it is with grave concern I've received news and later on watched footage of your attempted assassination. He's calling President Trump Your Excellency. I've got to stop this. He's calling him Your Excellency. Remember how he said he would call him Your Excellency? It is with grave concern I've received news and later on watched footage of your attempted assassination. Acts of violence must not have a place in this world of law and order. Respect for the other with tolerance and valuing of of human life is what must prevail. Despicable acts of attempted or successful assassinations are acts of weakness with failed understanding of peaceful measures to resolve conflicts. Differences must be resolved through communication with freedom of expression. Our thoughts are also with the families of those who lost their life and were injured. Wishing you strength and safety. Respectfully, Mahmoud Abbas, President of the State of Palestine. He loves President Trump, and I want you to hear what President Trump had to say about him, because President Trump, you're going to hear him say that, and he even posted this. Let me see if I've got the thing. Yes, here's what he posted. He posted this letter from the Palestinian President Abbas, and he mentioned his upcoming meeting with Netanyahu. Trump has said Abbas was almost like a father and used to think that Israelis would do anything to make peace and deal, but found that not to be the case. President Trump is exposing this, you guys. We need to share this out there. President Trump is exposing this, that the ones who want peace are the Palestinians. He just said it. Finally, he said it. He couldn't say it before, but now he can say it. I don't know if because of the assassination attempt, maybe now that he's past that, I don't know what is the reason. He's not stopping at anything. He's exposing this. And I want you to hear what he had to say on this recording long ago. Check it out.
To do with both sides, but a lot will have to do with Israel and whether or not Israel wants to make the deal. As far as settlements, I'd like to see you hold back on settlements for a little bit.
Okay, that's... Okay, I want to stop real quick. He's talking to Netanyahu in this meeting. He says, I'd like for you to see you hold off on the settlements for a little bit. If you remember, I've shown this many times. This is all throughout TikTok. All of the youth know this, that they have methodically, since 1947, the Zionists have taken over land again, more and more and more, just gobbling up all the land, the settlement after settlement after settlement, and taking over all of the land, almost like 95% of it. And now they're taking the last bits of the Gaza Strip and the West Bank. And so here he's saying, President, and I didn't understand this back in the day. I was not key on the Middle East crisis, because everything we'd ever heard just didn't add up, didn't make sense. But now it makes sense. They've been in there. This rogue group has been in there to take over this land. And President Trump was exposing them, but I didn't get it. I don't know. Maybe you guys did. I didn't get it at the time, but now I do. Now I got it. Check it out. He's saying, hold off on the settlements. Netanyahu is not having it. You can see on his face he's not having it at all.
We'll work something out, but I would like to see a deal be made. It might be a bigger and better deal than people in this room even understand.
Yeah, bigger and better deal for humanity, not for Netanyahu. Netanyahu is not having it at all. He's like, oh, I don't want that bigger and better deal. I want this bigger and better deal where I take whatever I please.
That's a possibility. So let's see what we do.
He doesn't even know what to say. What's he going to say? He's up there in front of live cameras. He's up there with a microphone. He just was not, I don't think he was at all expecting President Trump to ask him to stop, to hold off on these settlements, expanding these settlements, taking land that didn't belong to him. That's what President Trump was saying for everyone to hear. And I didn't get it.
Doesn't sound too optimistic, but that's... I was disappointed in Bibi, just on a personal basis. I thought he wanted to make a deal more than Netanyahu. And I will be honest, I had a great meeting with him, Abbas, right?
Okay, did you catch that? But before, I want you to hear that real quick. He's saying, let's listen to that one more time.
I had a great meeting with him, Abbas. And I wanted to make a deal more than Netanyahu.
I thought Abbas, the one who's calling President Trump, Your Excellency, I thought Abbas wanted to make a deal more than Netanyahu did. After meeting with them, it appeared that Abbas wanted to make a deal more than Netanyahu did, because Netanyahu has held the cards. He's held the purse strings of the U.S. government because he controls the congressman. So why would he stop? He's had cover because the churches have said, support Israel, support Israel, support Israel. Why would he make a deal if he can take whatever he wants?
And I will be honest, I had a great meeting with him, Abbas, but I had a great meeting with him, and we spent a lot of time together, talked about many things, and it was almost like a father. I mean, he was so nice. Couldn't have been nicer. And after meeting with Bibi for...
Couldn't have been nicer. Abbas couldn't have been nicer. He was like a father. Abbas was that kind. You look at him, he's calling him Your Excellency. The respect, you can tell by the letter that I just read to you. He's extremely kind and respectful and wants everyone to be treated with respect and not to be killed. And look at this. This is the truth, you guys. President Trump is finally coming out with this.
Or
and I say finally, he has said it before. I think finally we have the ears to hear it. We finally have the ears to hear it in the context. And now he's sending out this letter that Abbas has sent to him and about President Trump's assassination attempt. And he's talking about, so he brings up this. And then I found this video. I'm like, oh my goodness, I didn't catch it before. So now it's time for us to understand. It's really time for humanity to understand. And really the youth, a lot of the youth understand this. It's time for us patriots to understand. Because we've been misled on this. Check it out.
3 minutes. I looked at him and said, you don't want to make a deal, do you? And he said, and the fact is, I don't think Bibi ever wanted to make a deal.
Why?
I thought the Palestinians were impossible, that the Israelis would do anything to make peace and a deal. I found that not
to be true. Did you see that? He says, I thought before we had the meeting, I don't know if President Trump really thought this, but either way, he's saying that I thought that Netanyahu would want to make peace. And that Abbas wouldn't want to, but it was switched. It was the reverse. It was that Abbas wanted to make peace and Netanyahu didn't. Within 3 minutes, he knew that Netanyahu did not want to make peace. And again, like I said, why would he want to? Because he can take whatever he wants, because he controls the U.S. government. He controls the purse strings and he controls all the congressmen. There you go. This is gigantic. This was gigantic. I just posted this. If you haven't seen it, go to my Freedom Force Style Live. If you're new, go to the social media right here. Go to the social media right here. Go to the Telegram. I just had two instances where Twitter rejected a post. I definitely want to keep getting as much as we can out on Twitter, but I'm telling you, they're really. They don't mind us posting on Telegram, to be honest, because they know that a lot of people are not over on Telegram. That the ones who are over on Telegram are mostly the ones who are awake, and they know we're not changing. They know that we're a lost cause. They can't get us to go back to sleep. But the Twitter people, they are fighting hard to get this truth from coming out on the Twitter. So you might have to change some words here or there. Maybe some links might not work. You might have to send broken links, that kind of thing. But let's still work hard to get this truth out in every place that we possibly can. Not only this, but all of this truth. All of this truth. Because we know, like I said, about the second shooter and also about what's really the truth about going on with the Palestinian conflict. Now that we know. All right. So I think that's everything. I'm so sorry that this was such a difficult thing today. And I'm going to post the video on the social media so that you guys can look at it, even though it won't be live. And so I was hoping that this hotspot was going to work a little work better and it'd give me a good option when my internet was not working. Clearly, this is not a good backup plan. I tried and it's not a good backup plan. All right, but that's okay. That's okay. We're going to come up with something else. Lord God is on what to come up with. Let's pray. Thank you so much, Lord, for all this truth coming out. Lord, again, we are your willing servants, we are happy to do whatever you please, whatever you direct us to do, and we want to get this truth out so that it can set humanity free. We know that the truth will set us free. You told us that, and we really looked at it on more of a personal basis, but we realize now you were so not only talking about in our personal lives, but also in all of humanity, and help us to set the world free with the truth about how they have used this group to try to kill our wonderful President Trump, how they've used all these lies to take property and to harm these people in the Middle East. Lord, help us to wake people up, even patriots who are misled, who've been misled. Help us to use all this information that is coming out, and just help us to find ways to get this truth out in whichever way we can, whether it's Twitter or Telegram or Getter or through Truth Social or email or text or carrier pigeon, whatever it is. Lord, I thank you that you have considered us worthy and you've called us into this amazing service of being the 144,000. I pray for everyone who's listening that you'll just bless them so that they can bless their families and bless their communities, bless this world with the truth. Raise up your people so that they can get this job done. And we pray that you would protect them. I pray you protect our wonderful president. I pray you guard each one of us with a shield. And that even though the enemy tries to stop us, even though the enemy tries everything at their disposal, that nothing will be able to stop us and no weapon formed against us will prosper. We will march victoriously on and we will see the great day of victory. Thank you so much, Lord, that this promise is sure that we will see 1,000 years of peace on earth. And you said in your word, we will look for our enemies and we will not be able to find them. We cannot wait until that day comes. And now I just pray for the health of all of the people on the battalion. I pray you would strengthen their bodies. I pray you would help no weapon formed against their health to prosper. I pray you'd help them to detox. I pray you'd help them to have complete peace in their hearts and their minds. And if there's any anxiety, I pray you just guide them on what they can do to help protect their bodies from all the onslaughts of the enemy. I pray all this in your great name, King Jesus. Amen. I love you guys. I love you. The Lord just put it on my heart to tell you again. Don't forget, if you have any issues or know anyone who has any issues with depression or bipolar disorder, I really highly recommend that you read these pages right here. Or if you have health, heart problems, healing the heart. I was poisoned and the Lord showed me how to be well, how to be healed. And it's all right here on Healing the Heart and these green smoothies. I really love doing the CBD every day. If you're not doing that, I really, really encourage you to do that. That helps your nerves to work properly, to send the right signals to your body. I really love even the vibration units that you can use on the bipolar disorder and depression. It's amazing. Amazing. Don't forget to support Mike Lindell. Use the promo code Melly. Support him. He's fighting so hard, as he has for years. He spent $60 million. So let's support him and let's support Q Streaming, freedomforce.myqstreaming.com. So you can support Cabal Cable TV. All right. I think that's it. I think that's it, everybody. Thank you again so much. Y'all are the absolute best. You are the best, best, best. You always hang in there with me. And I just love you guys so much. I appreciate you so much. And I guess that's it. All right. So I'm like I said, I know this was frustrating to watch. I'm going to post the whole thing on my channel. So it's actually going to be on there. We'll have to see. I might have to post it again. Well, anyway, either way, it'll be on there. And I'll tell you on the social media what I ended up doing. All right. I think that's it. Love you guys. And I'll talk to you later.